Hi, I'm Chef Rudy Soderman, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Sal Cold Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there this long holiday weekend. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Also, for this next segment in particular, I direct you to either our Instagram or our Facebook feed, where we have some great visuals of my tour earlier in the week of the new Mercado Gonzales, which is in Costa Mesa. And if you're all a fan of regional Mexican cuisine, this place is just a wonderland of sights, sounds, and flavor. And they even have a tequila bar, which is quite nice. With that as background, earlier in the week, with some of the key salespeople from Melissa's World Variety Produce, I had a chance to walk this new concept store that the Northgate Gonzalez Family Markets people have recently opened in Costa Mesa. And we were real fortunate that representing the third generation of family ownership of the Northgate Gonzalez stores, Joshua Gonzalez, who is the project manager for this incredible new store, this Mercado Gonzalez, gave us a personal hour tour of almost every nook and cranny of this store. And the thinking, the research, the care that went into developing this, even down to the curated music that varies during the time of day in seven different zones of this store, it is really mind-boggling. And I really wanted to share this experience with our listeners. And in studio, sitting across from me right now, representing the third generation of proud family ownership of the Northgate Gonzalez store, is Joshua Gonzalez, who I'm also happy to say is a recent graduate of USC. Joshua, good morning. Welcome. So glad to have you here.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Joshua, back us up a little bit. This was a 70,000 square foot supermarket that closed. When Northgate assumed the lease here, was your original intention to do something like the Mercado, or was that a concept that evolved during the delays we all experienced during the pandemic?
So we signed the lease in 2019, and our plan was to do something more in line with what we do at our traditional stores. And during COVID, as we all know, everything stopped, and we got to thinking about how could we create a very special experience behind the inspiration of the Mercados of Mexico and the regionality of Mexican foods, which is precisely what we're focused on as a brand, right? Authentic Mexican food experiences.
And let's talk a little bit, Joshua, about the research that went into Mercado Gonzalez. And before we do that, for listeners that are not really familiar with the concept and how this varies from a traditional Northgate market that they might remember, you know, kind of give us that overview because, again, this is something very special. I've not seen something like this really anywhere in the Western United States, and I really don't think it exists anywhere else in the United States. So please go ahead.
Well, we understand that there is, you know, a large base of, you know, consumers that are very excited and anxious to learn more about the Mexican culture, and there's not a place where you can go and learn about the regionality of the food and the culture and the art. And we wanted to create that type of space. So we spent so much time in Mexico at the different mercados, whether it be Mexico City, Monterrey, in Guadalajara, Oaxaca, and just wanted to study, you know, what were the elements that made a mercado so vibrant and special, whether that be the ingredients or the prepared foods. And that's what we wanted to bring to life in Costa Mesa.
Joshua, something that I noticed from my tour during the week, there's an energy level in Mercado Gonzalez that you just don't see anywhere else. Can you share that a little bit with our audience? Because again, going to the grocery store, it's not necessarily something that we love doing. And you know, for a lot of us, it's, boy, how quickly can we get in and out? And, you know, the lines.
You know, along with all of our team members and collaborators, we think we built something very special that was executed, you know, very well, whether it be design or curation of, you know, menus and items and categories, but also the different spaces and the way that you can go from kind of one realm into the other. But at the same time, you know, we wanted to make sure that our people, which, you know, many companies say it, and some, you know, do it well, some just say it, but we are very intentional about our people first culture and making sure that our people, you know, feel like they're doing purposeful and intentional work. We try to, as a family, ensure that that's cultivated in our mercado and in our stores.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, Joshua, when you conducted the tour for our group earlier in the week, and as we were walking around the store, it was really impressive to see employees, associates coming up to you to say hello, or you saying hello to them. And it seems like you knew many of these people. And 44 stores later, that's pretty impressive.
It's a very personal thing for our family. You know, we consider this, you know, a legacy and a gift that we have, and we need to take care of it, nurture it, and treat people well, whether that be our team members, our community. And we just have a passion for that. And, you know, being connected and spending time with your people and being intentional is a big part of that.
Joshua, something else I noticed in Mercado Gonzalez, nothing is hidden. None of the food prep is hidden. Everything is visible. That's not something that you normally see. And obviously, that was a design element going into the Mercado. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, definitely. Transparency in the process, in the ingredients, very important, because we wanted to show, you know, a side of Mexico and the many Mexicos that people don't know, right? Many times it's an understanding of Mexico behind, you know, certain stigmas, or also thinking about, you know, only a certain cliche region that people may know about. We wanted to be able to highlight the regionality, you know, engage in the process and show it to our guests. And that also creates confidence in the food that we're serving.
Let's talk about one aspect of the store that's a real standout. People are trying to get more seafood in their diet now, and you have a whole area that's just dedicated to very fresh Mexican seafood that is just displayed immaculately. And you just had pioneered something that I saw for the first time in terms of the separation between some of the fresh seafood that you have in the case. The separation is, it's organic material, but it's seaweed, which is kind of impressive. Tell us a little bit more about your concept of Mexican seafood, how fresh it is, and the ideas that go into that.
Sure. I mean, we have a passion for freshness and bringing the best. For example, all of our shrimp that we both, either you can buy in our seafood department or you can buy in our ceviches, is all from the Sea of Cortez. And we have, you know, a very exciting menu behind, you know, the products that we, the type of ceviches or the aguachiles that are very regional, whether it be Nayarit or Sinaloa or Yucatan. And also, we want to ensure that that's not only presented the best way, but when you taste it, that you can taste that fresh lime and fresh produce and all of the unique flavors of the regions.
For someone that appreciates fine seafood, Joshua, that impresses. Now, on the tour, you mentioned something that I'd like to share with our audience, And that, in terms of your target market for the Mercado, you divide it into kind of three categories of guests. Can you share that with us? Because I found that fascinating.
Yes, definitely. We believe that there is, you know, customers and guests that already have an understanding of our brand. They understand what we do, and they, you know, they cook a lot, and they have different needs depending on day parts, day of week. Sometimes they cook, sometimes they're looking to buy prepared foods. But then you have also a different, you know, kind of segment that is, you know, maybe a little bit more far removed, and, you know, needs more education, and we're you know, that's someone we're, you know, onboarding and educating. And then, you know, really the non-Hispanic food explorer, which is, you know, a segment of customers and guests that are passionate about learning and want to engage, but they just need help doing it. And that transparency and process, you know, being able to share, you know, regions and categories that they haven't had access to is a passion that we have.
Again, just the thought that went into all of this, Joshua, you know, definitely impresses me. Also, the attention to detail. And one thing that I want to share with our audience that, again, just absolutely fascinated me. Typically in restaurants, you know, people are very concerned about how clean the restrooms are. And frequently what a restaurant will do is they will actually have something posted on the inside of the restaurant door with like an hourly schedule that a staff member needs to initial that they were in there to, you know, verify things were cleanly. You take that a step further in the Mercado. Because in different areas of the store, I observed a gentleman sweeping, polishing the floor, whatever. And when he was done in that section, tell us how you verify that an associate was in that area doing what they should be doing. Because supermarket floors, Joshua, as we all know, heavy traffic, they can get dirty really fast.
This is all behind our, you know, quality assurance and hospitality. It's just one of the elements of ensuring that we're providing a very high quality experience for our guests. And this specific example you refer to is that the floors and the areas in the Mercado or in our markets, that, you know, they're where they need to be. And it's exciting because, you know, most times these stigmas that I referred to, you know, behind maybe, you know, Hispanic markets and sanitation or quality of ingredients, you know, these are all stigmas that we're, you know, very intentionally working to ensure that they're eliminating these barriers so that people can really enjoy, you know, the food and the experience that we offer.
And so, again, the device that we're talking about is there's actually an electronic device that this associate plugs into that verifies that he was in that area and what time it was. And again, 99% of your customers would not notice something like this. But, you know, we did, and we're definitely impressed. We are speaking about the new Mercado Gonzales that is in Costa Mesa from the Northgate Gonzales Markets people. We are speaking with the third generation of proud Gonzales family ownership, Joshua Gonzales, who is project manager of this really amazing emporium of food. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.